Less than one-third of Indians have access to sanitation, according to the recent report prepared by the United Nations Development Programme. The situation is even worse in neighbouring Pakistan, especially in teeming cities like Lahore and Karachi. The result? More than 500,000 in these two countries die every year from waterborne diseases like diarrhoea. Arunabha Ghosh, one of the writers of the UN report, says the lack of access to sanitation and clean water also creates an enormous drain on the growing economies of the South Asian region.
$36 billion is lost due to productivity losses or increased health costs because of the number of people affected by water-related diseases. So again, for a fast-growing region like South Asia, there's a huge economic waste that can be countered by addressing this problem.
But the UN says an even poorer country, Bangladesh, has demonstrated that the situation can be dramatically different. Less than a decade ago, Bangladesh had one of the worst records for sanitation in rural areas. Then more than 600 non-profit groups in the country got together to launch what is known as the Total Sanitation Campaign. Ghosh at the UN says the program involves a three-step strategy to make individuals understand the crucial role that sanitation plays in preventing disease.
The first of it is disgust. The community leaders take other members of the community around the slum to create disgust about human and animal excrement. The second is increasing awareness about what that means for health, so the individuals themselves realize how this impacts their life chances. And then the third step is mobilizing both community resources as well as government resources to provide low-tech sanitation facilities. Bangladesh has become a world leader in building low-tech toilets, which are cheap and affordable.
The successful community-based program led to the creation of sanitation facilities across thousands of villages and urban slums. It has now been scaled up into a national project and aims at achieving nationwide sanitation coverage by 2010. The UN says the same community model is being attempted in parts of India, China and Cambodia, but needs to be broadened to cover larger parts of these countries. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com